Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
Here we go again. Nothing worse than a great date only to not hear from that person again. Danny, good morning.
Hey, Danny.
Hey, good morning.
Danny's in South Austin, and from what we understand, you've been ghosted by Caitlin. We're going to try to figure out why, but why don't you give us a backstory?
Yeah, so, like, I've been dating for a while. I just haven't really found what I've been looking for, and finally just decided to join the apps, see what was out there, and I went after this girl. Wasn't really my type, but, like, you know, I felt like kind of, like, opposites attract. I always feel like I've dated people who are just like me. So when I met her, it went really well. Like, she was really different from anybody that I'd been with before. I was, like, really intrigued by everything she was talking about. I don't know. I just felt like I was, like, introduced to, like, this whole new world with her. So I haven't heard from her since.
That sucks.
And, yeah, I'm hoping to find out what happened.
Not to be negative Nancy here, but I just read a study a couple of weeks ago that science actually proved that opposites do not attract.
Dude, really?
And I agree.
That theory is false.
Well, I've heard the reason you fall in love with someone is oftentimes the reason you end up breaking up. It's the thing you end up resenting about them.
Like, give me an example.
Like, oh, he's so fun. He loves to go out. And he makes my life so much more interesting.
And then all of a sudden you're going to be like, all he wants to do is go out. Yeah. And all I want to do is be home.
And then he goes out too much now.
Or I love that he's neat and tidy. And then it becomes anal. It's annoying.
Oh, my gosh.
Man, good. All right. Yeah.
Well, let's see what's going on here. Hang on just a second. We'll call Caitlin, okay?
Okay.
All right, here
cool.
we go.
Hello.
Caitlin, good morning. This is going to be an awkward conversation here, but I want to be clear and transparent from the very beginning. We're Booker, Alex, and Audrey. We're calling with Mix 94.7. Segment's called Waiting by the Phone, and we do have Danny on the line. I want to let you know that from jump. He's the reason we're calling you because he said that you're fantastic, a little different than what he's normally dated in the past, but feels like that's probably a good thing. Maybe he was doing it wrong the whole time. And he said that he had a great date with you and learned a lot of new stuff, but unfortunately, he hasn't heard from you. So we thought we would call and see if there was a reason, maybe an explanation for why you didn't call him. Did you not like him? Things go bad? Or was there miscommunication or what? Clear the air here so we can all move on. Is that okay? Do you mind talking to us?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, it is going to be awkward, but I'm trying to, like, be super honest, if that's okay.
Yeah. I told you it was going to be a weird call. But thank you for talking to us. So it was awkward in what way? Like, what happened?
Well, I mean, I think describing it is going to be as awkward as how it happened.
Okay.
So we go out and, I mean, you know, we're making small talk that you make on dates. What do you do for work? What do you like to do for fun? And we start talking about, I mean, just music taste. Again, super basic first date stuff. And I started telling him what I'm into. And up until this point, I really couldn't put my finger on, like, what was giving me an off vibe with him. But I was like, you know, it's a first date. Like, let's just get through the awkward phase. Hopefully things look up from here. But anyways, I start describing my music taste. And I was like, yeah, like, I really like alternative music, especially alternative rock. And I start telling him, you know, I go to a bunch of concerts. I go to Foo Fighters, 30 Seconds to Mars, Taking Back Sunday, Sleep Token, like all those kind of bands, right? And it wasn't until the way he reacted that it kind of clicked for me, the vibe I was picking up. Y'all, when I told him what kind of music I'm into, he literally scoffed. Like, not just was like, oh, that's not really my thing, but like went like, okay. And I didn't know how to respond. I was like,
So what did you, like, how'd you feel when he did that?
Oh, God. I mean, I finally was like, oh, this guy's been condescending this whole time. I mean, you know, when someone's kind of always being a little snide or like a little shady, I guess, like definitely that. I mean, maybe the ladies will know what I'm talking about more than the guys, but I'm just like,
do you understand, Audrey, what she's saying?
Yeah, I mean, but I get it with, like, Taylor Swift. It's, like, hard saying it because they'll be like, what kind of music do you listen to? And some guys will be very, like, judgmental. If I say Taylor Swift, they're like, oh.
Right. And, like, whatever. Like, you like what you like. I'm not trying to, like, yuck anybody's yum or whatever. But I was just like, oh, I just really like alternative rock, and I don't know why it caused such a reaction in him. I don't get it. I mean, I know you guys play, like, you're giving Olivia, oh gosh, what's her last name?
Rodrigo.
Away, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
But at least you know.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, like, I'm not a fuddy-duddy. Like, I keep up with stuff, but it's just not, when I get in my car, I'm not like, oh yeah, let me put on some Taylor Swift. And it's fine that you do, Audrey. Like, I'm not shaming anybody. I'm just saying, like, why did he react that way? Like,
right.
What did I say wrong?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's something
yeah.
so personal about your music taste, too.
Totally.
Right. Uh-huh.
Danny, you heard what Caitlin had to say. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, like, I just, like, couldn't believe that she was being serious with that answer. Like, I just thought kind of trashy women with, like, tons of tattoos, like, alternative music. I'm sorry I made her feel that way. I just felt like we were vibing, but clearly we weren't.
I mean, he could have left out the trashy part and just alternative, like, tattoos.
What an out-of-pocket comment. What the heck?
And it flowed like nothing. It's like it was just natural to him. Random.
We clearly do not have a match here, but Danny, now you have a better understanding why, and really appreciate your honesty.
Yep.
Caitlin, like, you mentioned all those bands, like, all I got was Foo Fighters.
There's nothing wrong with any of those.
Yeah, but,
so,
like, who's
thing.
Really hot right now? Like, what band do you love?
Oh, right now I'm obsessed with this band called Sleep Token. They're, like, huge, bigger in the UK than in America, but I'm obsessed with them. And, like, I mean, I'm not, like, covered in tattoos, but, like, he saw my picture. I have a nose ring. Like, it's not like I'm hiding it. Like,
okay.
Do you think I'm trashy because I have a nose ring? Like, I'm so confused.
Oh. I just Googled Sleep Token. Girl, this is an interesting band.
Listen, they're not for everybody. They're not for everybody.
Well, neither are you, clearly.
Exactly.
And
but
neither
you're cool.
They're in, like, masks and hoods.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wow. Okay.
Cool.
Cool?
I don't know what to say.